And welcome to the world famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. And we have right now for you and yours gift certificates, gift subscriptions at philhenryshow.com. I want you to go over there and get one for the Phil fan or for the hopelessly, just the hopelessly, comically and entertainably crippled person in your family.
Now, why are you starting the show with a... You used to say never start the show with a commercial.
Not a commercial. It's a promo.
It doesn't matter.
Because I'm taking my cue now from Art Bell. He's the guy that... Art used to start his show all the time with a commercial, so now I'm doing that.
Now, the other thing about my hopelessly entertainable...
Yeah, yes, I was going to mention that, Phil. You used a word there. I was looking in my pocket dictionary.
You keep a pocket dictionary?
Well, I keep, you know, the old senator from North Carolina, Sam Ervin, used to keep a constitution in his pocket.
I remember that, yes.
And I keep a dictionary because I'd much rather have the right word than to fumble and stumble about with the Constitution. As if someone says, for instance, as someone said the other day, what does lugubrious mean? And I pull a constitution out of my pocket, won't I look like the ass?
What do you mean, lugubrious?
It's a word. Someone asked me what it meant.
What does lugubrious mean?
Well, I don't know.
You have the dictionary.
Yes, I do have the dictionary in my pocket now. When they asked me, I had the Constitution.
Oh, so now you carry a dictionary.
Now I carry a dictionary because the other night I felt like the world's, I felt like I was running around like a horse's ass on this thing.
All right, so did you, find out, so you don't know, huh?
I do not, but I've got the dictionary. You want me to look it up?
Well, I know what it means.
What do you mean you know? Get a load of him. You know what it means, huh?
You know what lugubrious means.
Yeah, I know what it means.
Are you kidding me or something?
Why did you say that, Miss Henry?
You know, of all of you people asking me this stuff, not one person has said, what does it mean?
Well, it's a little shocking to... You know what lugubrious means.
Yeah, that's the part that's, I think, is taking us back a little bit.
Why is that such a scary thing?
Well, it's just... It's not a word you're going to right away want to know what a person know.
What? Say that again?
It's not, as Bud was saying, it's not a word.
My name's Bud, not Butt.
I didn't say Butt. God.
Hey, Bud, you're the nice one to talk. You butcher everybody's name six ways to sunset. Now all of a sudden someone sounds like they're saying Butt, and you get crazy.
What name do I butcher?
Never mind. I want to get to the bottom of this lugubrious thing. Are you telling me that because I know the meaning of this word...
Well, Mr. Herman, it's not a...
Fella, hold on, Robert. It's not a... It doesn't sound like it's a very nice word. That's all we're trying to say.
It doesn't sound like it's a very nice word.
No, it sounds... It sounds like a porn term. Now, hold on. You know, Phil, that you're going to have Bobby on here. She's talking about he, she, and that sort of thing because of her podcast. And you know that there are terms in that industry that bespeak something. For instance, I think there's a term that they use... Well, I shouldn't say it.
What? It's not a porn term.
Well, that it sounds...
That sounds like lube.
It ain't lube, you jackass. Just because it starts with an L and has a U in it. You guys kill me. I swear to God.
What other word is there?
What?
What other word are there? If you say lube, lagoo, you know.
Yeah, you're starting out saying lube.
You know something? Dumb doesn't even begin to scratch the surface of the world you guys live in, man. It's not dumb. You're living in a subterranean cavern of just numbskulledness, you know?
Oh, that's a good boy. What?
Phil, you're not doing yourself any favors with these words you're making up.
I can't find the words. Lugubrious means mournful, sorrowful, that kind of thing.
What?
So, in other words, I went to my father's grave feeling lugubrious.
I don't know that that would necessarily be the right word to use. You might...
Well, why do you say that?
Because I don't think it is a description of a mood so much as it's a description of a, shall we say, the atmosphere around. Like, for instance, the parade had a lugubrious feel. You know, the music was lugubrious at best.
Well, why can't... What are you talking about, lugubrious? Why can't a person be lugubrious? Is it because of this... they're saying?
Do I have a kind of obscenity?
No, it's got nothing to do with obscenity. Why do you guys always go to that?
No, we're not.
It ain't got nothing to do with obscenity.
So I can't say, though, that I'm lugubrious for my father.
No, you can't, because it sounds porn.
See, that's my point.
No, it doesn't sound porn. I just have never heard anyone say, I feel lugubrious. Maybe, I don't know.
Well, so someone...
What was the context that you heard it?
The what?
What was the context in which you heard it, General?
Well, I was at a fundraiser, and it was a full-dress uniform fundraiser, and I was there with Mrs. Shaw, and I met Colonel Watson, Bill Watson, and I had served together, you know, in the infantry there at Sherrod Barracks in Hawaii, and we were meeting people. We were in the receiving line, and someone said that the entire day or the whole feel of the place was lugubrious in the extreme. Well, what's so funny?
You're at a party?
Yes.
Well, then that was not a very good review of the party.
So they were saying the party felt mournful.
Sounds like it to me. Sounds like it to me. The whole thing was lugubrious. Well, in any event, welcome to the show. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I'm sorry I had to... it was spittle going down the wrong way, bud.
Yeah, I'm trying to hit the butt dump. And,
Bill, the butt dump?
What do you mean the butt dump? You mean the dump button?
Yeah, I'm sorry, the dump button. But I couldn't find it.
Well, it's too late now. He's already cleared his throat and made all kinds of guttural animal noises.
All right, well, excuse me. Had to clear my throat. So welcome to the program. We're going to have Bobby Dooley on to explain a podcast she did today having to do with some... This has gotten bigger probably than she wanted it to get. It was a podcast that she and Steve did. We're going to get her on here for just a moment. Her and her husband, Steve Dooley, I should say. Ms. Dooley, how are you?
Hello, Phil. How are you doing?
Good, good. And your podcast, the Bobby Dooley Podcast, is doing fantastic. I know that people are downloading it to the tune of several hundred thousand now per month. So you must be very gratified or feel very gratified.
Well, I'll say this, Phil. I don't feel lugubrious about it.
Yeah, we're not feeling lugubrious at this.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I mean, we're trying to do a joke, and...
Darling, it's not time for a joke. Phil wants to ask you about these embarrassing terms you were using.
I know that, but I'm simply using the word lugubrious.
Lugubrious.
Or lugubrious as a funny thing. Forget it.
Well, okay, it's not a problem.
My wife took a lot of heat today. She's took some off the chin.
I wish you wouldn't say that, honey.
What?
I wish you wouldn't put it that way.
Well, I mean...
What happened?
Well, my wife took an awful lot of abuse today at a homeowner meeting. She took a few rights. She didn't want me to say, but it was like she got some chin music on.
Would you not say that, darling?
Why not?
Because I don't want people thinking I took anything off the chin, if you don't mind.
Well?
All right, but the point is you got a lot of people who were upset with you?
I wouldn't say upset, Phil. What happened was one of our... homeowners here, Kirsten Kirken, gosh, it's hard to say. Her and her husband, Duvain, their last name is Bootman. Karen and her middle name is Kirsten. I don't know why I can't say Karen Kirken Kirk.
No.
Well, Steve the other day had made an announcement by email, and he called her Karen Cuckoo, and you... They thought it was on purpose.
All right. Is her name Karen Kirsten Bootman?
Yes, yes.
Okay, there. I've said it for you. And what happened?
Mr. Henry,
Can I just talk to your wife, Mr. Dooley?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, well, what happened, Phil, was we did a podcast about Karen's application to our homeowners association. The application, Phil, was not entirely accurate. We found out that she had been involved in... acting in adult films, which is not in and of itself a problem, okay? But the problem was she was not honest. And we had a problem. She didn't have the problem. There wasn't a problem.
But we had a problem.
We had a problem.
All right, hold on for a minute, and let's talk about that. Bobby and Steve Dooley with us here, talking about the homeowner in question, the Bootmans, and the fact they found out that she had done poor. You know, this is interesting, because we find out about teachers.
Well, yes, there are teachers. They find out they did a pornographic film. But a homeowner, I don't know that it's anyone's business.
Let's find out about it here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Our number, 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. And we'll be right back after these very important messages. World-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. 855-500-7445. On the line, Bobby and Steve Dooley, the Western Estates Homeowners Association. When you send out an email to a homeowner in your community, Ms. Dooley, at telling them that they have a problem on their application for the Homeowners Association, are they already moved in? Are they already residents?
Well, yes, and many times they are because we didn't discover that there was this discrepancy. I don't want to say that Karen Kirsten Bootman was dishonest, but I will say that she was, her and her husband, I think, there was not full disclosure, okay?
You know about full disclosure, Mr. Henry?
I'm sorry?
Do you know about full disclosure?
Yeah, do you know about full disclosure? Yeah, I know about it. What do you mean, do I know about it? Yes, I do.
You know about...
You know that you have to be, you have to fully disclose it.
Yeah.
Steve, I'll do it if you don't mind.
All right.
Yeah, I know that you have to be fully, you have to disclose things, you know. And when this was a...
So you know that there is full disclosure then. And
yeah, I guess, I mean...
No, not guess.
Yes, if you fill out an application.
Yes, and this was her application. Have you ever, because we have an awful lot of people in the Hollywood business. This is L.A. A lot of your listeners may not understand this and really comprehend what our lifestyle is out here. But this is L.A., and so we have a lot of people in the entertainment business that live in our community. And so we have a lot of actors.
Yeah, I've got a lot of actors and actresses.
Yeah, that live here, actors and actresses that live here.
Yeah, and also directors.
Yeah, I would imagine that you do. So she is no different.
So she's no different. And her husband, Duvet, is a technician, Steve?
Well, he does a lot of... I don't know how do you say when a guy he has a screwdriver and everything.
Okay, never mind. Her husband works as an electrician. I think he does an awful lot behind the scenes. So Steve and I the other night, and this gets into this is why I wanted to explain it myself because it gets into some extremely very very delicate a delicate area.
Now, if you want, Bobby, I know the story because you told me the story, and I can help if you want.
I'd appreciate if just tell Phil in the audience why Steve and I found out that she was involved in pornographic movies.
Yes. As you know, Phil, Bobby's husband...
You know what? Never mind. I'll do it because I don't want you to.
Well, I'm perfectly willing to be sensitive.
I understand that, Margaret, but you don't understand, and I know that you do, but the reason for my husband is dysfunctional when pork is barbecued, Phil.
No, I know that you have claimed...
No, I'm not claiming anything.
I'm not a claim. This is real. This is cold, hard. This is USDA inspected.
Well, okay. It's true.
Yeah.
I understand that your husband has some sexual dysfunction when pork is being barbecued, when L.A. County...
No.
Steve, I'll do it, okay? You've got to let me do it, honey, because the last shred of decency that you have... I'm standing guarding it. You don't let me do this, and the decency and reputation you... Excuse me for a minute, Phil, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
The decency and reputation that you have, honey, will fall away as if you just dropped your pants on purpose. Do you understand?
I wouldn't. I'm going to drop pants.
I know you wouldn't do it on purpose, but people will think it anyway. That's how nude you're going to be. So, Phil, what happened was this. We went out and we rented an adult film because we felt it would help Steve with his
dysfunction.
Dysfunction, yeah. It was one of Steve's favorite kinds. I'm going to have to say, honey.
Okay, all right.
And it was something that he enjoys. It's something that's called he/she.
Okay.
Do you know what that is?
Yes, I do.
See,
you already know what you have to explain.
Don't tell me what to do, Steve. I'm sorry, Phil.
You know, guys, I don't want to be party to a a domestic dispute.
No, it's okay. Don't tell me what to do. Don't ever do that. You know that, don't you? My God, of all the things you don't know, at least you know that you never interrupt me.
Yeah, you're right.
So we got what is called the he-she. We didn't know, and this I didn't know, was a he-she, he-he, and I know that this is going to make you laugh.
No, is a he-she, he-he a comedy?
Yes, it is, involving she. Yes, I'm sorry. God, Phil.
God, see, you're already carving it up.
All right, folks, let me just interrupt. Because with you telling the story, what I'm getting here is that you guys went out to get an adult film to help with Steve and this problem. And I don't think this is unusual. I think many couples do it.
You started out to say some couples, as if it's a minority.
No. I meant to say many couples do it. All right. By the way, can I ask a question at this point?
Go ahead.
Has Steve tried Viagra?
No way. Not a chance, pal.
All right, I'm just asking, sir.
Well, I mean, you know, if that's something you or other guy need, not me.
My husband is far too much of a man for that.
Okay, fine. I mean, you know, I don't think it has anything to do with manhood. You know, if the guy is...
No, Phil, it's not a big deal, okay? God.
What do you think I am, you know? No way in hell will I ever use Viagra. No way.
Okay, fine. I just thought, you know, it's something to consider, although... Okay, so,
You
saying he's thumb blank?
I didn't say anything about thumb anything. I'm just saying it's something to try. Continue, please.
I forget where we were.
You're talking about renting this movie, and it was a he-she, and...
Yeah, well, what it was, and we didn't know this, it was a he-she, what's called in the business a she-he-he-he.
It's called she-he? No, it's called...
Don't do it, Steve. And what those are, Phil, those are he-she's that are comedies. And apparently our neighbor, Kirsten, was involved. She's not a he-she.
Yeah, she's not a she-he or a he, or a he-he, not, I mean.
If you don't take the phone away from your mouth and give it back to me, Steve, I will knee you in, I'll say it, the testicles.
Oh, my God.
All right, Ms. Dooley, that is not going to happen while you're on the air.
I'm sorry.
Dear, you have to get it under control. Can I just sum up?
Go ahead.
Phil, what happened was, obviously, you heard the story. They went, they got this film. Their neighbor, Kirsten, had done a couple of these adult films involving the he-she's, and apparently one of them was a comedy. In the parlance of the business, they're called he-she-he-he's or he-he-she-he. See, it even confuses.
Yeah, I read up on it, if you want to know anything about it.
Yeah, right. What do you mean you read up on it? You probably have it.
No, you probably haven't, man. In fact, I broke into Bud's apartment and I found him there.
No, you didn't.
Hey! Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, I read up. It's called a he-he. It's called a he-he. And...
Well, what is?
The she-he, the comedies are called he-he. And the most porn that they call it's porn is funny. It's just funny. It's comedy. But on the she-he, they call it she-he.
You just said they call a she-he a she-she.
No, I did not, man.
Hold on. No, I understand what you're saying, Robert. So this young lady that is your neighbor and her husband.
Well, and Steve, you found out.
Yeah, I talked to Duvet, and I said, hey, I guess you know what happened. He goes, yeah, I heard all about it. He said it was all over. It was all over the community center that you and Bobby had gone into your house to try to, you know, get a fire going, and you had a she-he-he-he. And I said, yeah, and I've seen your wife in it. And he goes, yeah, I know. He goes, but I was in it too. And I go, what? And he said, no, I was a technician. I was on set on the he-he. And apparently he works a lot of the she-we-we-he. Darn it.
Well, and then the problem is, Phil, they also do the water sport videos with the he-she's that are wee-wees. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, so, and I said, well, do you do a lot of this? He goes, yeah. And I said, well, you do it, it confused the hell out of me.
See, I think this is rather asinine to, why don't you just call it what it is? And what difference does it make whether it's water sports? It's very offensive to me as a female.
Well, what do you think it is to me, Margaret? I've got a husband who can't perform if someone's making a piled pork scene pork pack. Oh, God.
They're making a pile of pork porcine pet. Piatti.
Now, you guys told me earlier, a piled pork pack sandwich, right?
In a pita, yeah.
In a pita. All right. Take a break. And I don't know whether or not this has anything to do. I don't know if it's really important. But what they did do is they saw this movie, and in this movie was their neighbor, you know.
Yeah, and she's all doing the hee-hee.
Well, the whole thing, no, her husband, Duvet, and I know Duvet Bootman, he's a wonderful guy. He's been a technician on a lot of the hee-she-wee-wee. Well, never mind.
Yeah, see, it's going to get really bad, man. Anyway, we'll be back, because the problem is that these people may lose their home. Phil Henry Show. World-famous Phil Henry Show, as we negotiate our way through a very interesting thicket here this evening. On the line with me is Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. 855-500-7445 is our number, and we'll take some phone calls here. But first, I want to just kind of clarify what we're talking about. And I'm not, you know, everybody is doing fine here, but we've got a lot of terms I don't think we need, you know.
Steve wanted to, Steve.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, I'm sorry that I brought up all the she-he-wee-wee, only because it tends to confuse.
Well, when your neighbor, when you saw her in this movie, were you not aware of these kinds of subgenres?
Well, yes. When you say subgenre, what's that mean?
He means, darling, there's the he-she, and then there's the he-he.
Yes, we were, but I don't know. I guess not, because all of a sudden, it was a hee-hee, and there was Kirsten, and
we knew it was a hee-hee, because she got on a clown nose, and I shouldn't say the two guys, it was a guy, it was a hee-hee, and there was two hee-hees, and her, which made it,
Don't, it was a group sex thing, and they have a term for it, it's called a we-three, so everything is, it rhymes with he-she.
That's what's confusing everyone.
Yeah, I know that, and that's why I didn't say it.
But it's a group sex.
Well, what do they call it?
Well, it's called a she-he-we-three.
A she-he-we-three, and then you can imagine if the she-he-we-three that's also water sports, it's a she-he-we-three-wee-wee.
And a he-he.
Yes, and...
Okay, so what does all of this have to do with, you know, discovering your neighbor?
Well, I mean, my God, you're shocked, you are stunned, you are... You know, I really had to compose myself. I wept.
Oh, please.
Excuse me?
What do you mean you wept?
Who is that?
This is Margaret. What do you mean you wept?
I mean I cried, Margaret. This is my neighbor. All right? And there's my husband getting an eyeball full of her in a wee-wee. In a she-hee. That's a he-hee. Oh, that's a comedy, I mean. And there's Steve getting a full eyeball full. Now, what do you think he's going to do with that information? Next thing you know, they're over at the espresso machine in the community center. They're at the barista over there at the juice bar, the wheatgrass bar. Or they're... I found myself looking to see if they'd made a court time together or a tea time.
So you suspect that your husband may be cheating on you with her?
No.
She's got nervous about it because I got an eyeball full of the hee-hee. I mean, you know, the comedy.
Right.
All right. So anyway, I'm sorry to hear that. So,
That sounds very rude.
It did sound rude, Phil. It didn't sound, you know, it didn't sound sincere when you went, you know, so anyway, you know.
Well, I'm trying to get to the point where you got a problem with your neighbor because she lied.
Well, she did lie. So that's when Steve talked to Duvet. All right.
By the way, what kind of a name is Duvet?
I don't know, Mr. Henry. Do I look like I'm French? I guess it's a, you know.
Is he an American?
What difference does that make, Mr. Henry? We're not xenophobic, or however you say that. We're not...
It's called xenophobic.
All right. Well, we're not xenophobic?
Xenophobic. Oh, God.
I'm not a college-educated woman, Margaret.
I gathered.
Okay, that's fine. I'm a mother.
As am I.
I've got three sons, excuse me, and a husband.
Yes, if there isn't pork. Barbecuing.
You know, Steve, why do you have to be dysfunctional when there's pork barbecue? I always take it. I take it off the chin.
You're not taking it off the chin. I mean, she's just giving you a hard time.
What is this taking it off the chin? What does that mean?
I wish that you wouldn't say that.
You brought it up.
I don't like the term because it sounds like a porn term. I'm trying to give you the straight scoop on everything.
I want to cut to the chase here, if you don't mind, because I want to get to a phone call. What is the problem with the neighbor now?
Because we found out she lied when we asked, have you appeared in any adult films?
And you put this on a homeowners association application.
Yeah, we do, because that's on account of we live in Hollywood and on account of people work in Hollywood.
In Hollywood, work in the moving picture business.
Yeah, in the moving picture business.
Okay, so people in Hollywood work in the moving picture business, and you want to make sure the moving pictures aren't porn.
Exactly.
So it doesn't have anything to do with them being in a he-she that's a comedy, or a he-she that's a quote-unquote wee-wee or a water sport one. It just has to do with the fact that she's in a...
Well, being in a he-she is no biggie because this is L.A. and everybody's in the entertainment business. But the more subgenre she's involved in, you begin to ask yourself, is she into it, you know? So if she's in a he-he and a wee-wee, or, you know, what you said, if she's in a she-he, we-he, wee-wee... Shoot.
Yeah, well, that was true, because she was in a combo. That's called a he-she, we-he. And if she had...
Wait, are you guys making this up?
Yeah, what is this?
Making up what?
What do you mean a he-she, we-he? It sounds to me like you guys...
Mr. Hendry, this is devastating. This girl is a friend of mine, and I may have to tell her to get out. Her and her two children and her husband, take her pornographic career somewhere else.
I can't believe that's legal. I'll take a phone call. Our number 855-500-7445. And here is Roy on the freeway in Los Angeles. Roy, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm listening to you. I guess you have. I can't believe what she's saying. I've watched these movies a good 30 years, and I've never seen or heard of a he, she, we, we, or...
You've never... Well, I'm sorry, but that's what it's called.
Yeah, where did you... I've heard of a he-he, but I never heard of a wee-he.
A wee-he? You never heard of a wee-he?
No, I have not. I've watched these films. I've got a collection that... you don't know who I am, but you ask around. Ask any of your friends that know anything about these films, and they'll tell you that Roy Kinnaird has more of these movies than anyone.
Do you know, by the way, do you know a guy named Chris Norton?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, Chris claims he's got the largest single...
Yeah, he's got the biggest collection of porn overall, but I've got more he-he. I got more she-he. And, you know...
Do you have the wee-wee?
See, we don't call it that. You two people are you're making a mockery out of a serious business and a lot of hardworking people. Okay?
I'm not trying to do that, sir.
You're going to kick this girl out out of her house, and she's going to be homeless.
I don't think she's going to be homeless. You know, I think that she's going to be fine. And I think it's just a matter of, you know, of her finding a house to live in.
Well, I mean, are you telling me that because a woman is in a porno movie?
No, it's because she did a wee-wee. No.
You don't understand. I think I understand very well, mister. And what I'm hearing here is that you... And your wife think it's a big laugh to look at these movies and to gratify yourself in the confinement of a bathroom or, you know, where in your basement. And meanwhile, there's a woman, a husband, and two kids that are walking down a rain-swept street. And that was the very actress that was in that he-he not moments before that you put out in the street.
I don't want to do that, sir.
Well, that's what you're going to do. You ask around, Roy Kinnaird is my name, and I've got a big collection of these he-wees. Not he-wee. I've never heard of a he-wee.
Hello. What happened to my microphone? What is a... why am I not being able to... Why do I not hear myself? What is a... Oh, I know what happened. Bud?
You're fooling with the EQ, and I have the wrong one.
I'm sorry, it's my fault. What is the term? You've never heard this wee-he.
I never heard of a wee-he. Are you kidding?
My understanding is that that's commonplace.
No, it's not commonplace. Never heard of anything of that sort.
All right, sir. Thank you. I'm sorry, I had a technical malfeasance there. What I was adjusting the equalization on one of the
Phil, no one understands what you're saying. Just move on.
Yeah, nobody gets it.
Well, I'm going to say it anyway because some people may find it interesting. I don't know. But I was adjusting the equalization, which you don't have to know what that is, and I caused my microphone to have a radically different sound, and now it's back, and thank you very much. All right, so you're going to be talking to this woman and saying what?
Well, Phil, I'm going to be talking with Kirsten tomorrow morning. I'm going to tell her that we have... we had seen the film. She knows this already from Duvet. And a number of other people from around the community have already talked to her. Barton and Carl Winspring, and also Preston Gomez, or not Preston Gomez, Preston, Clarence Gomez has talked to them, and Preston Fields has talked to them.
I know. Preston's a songwriter. I know him very well. He wrote the song Do the Duck, which everyone was laughing at, but I did that the other night at the Greer Garson buffet.
Okay.
So.
Oh, did he write that?
Yes, he did.
Do the Duck.
You're laughing, Phil? I think it's going to be wonderful.
Okay, Margaret, please.
No, I think it's going to be wonderful someday. I'll say, I know Phil Henry, and everyone will go, and they'll get a look on their face like, what a joke you are.
Margaret, I did not do that.
Yes, you did.
Well, you said this guy wrote the song Do the Duck, and I saw the lyrics to it on Facebook. I didn't want to bring it up.
There's lyrics to it?
Yes, there's lyrics to Do the Duck. Well, it's a dance. I'm going to go and have a cigar. I'll be right back.
Yeah, it was good. There's also a lighter in the kitchen.
Thank you, bud.
Well, Levy, I've been sitting, Phil, very quietly trying to take this. Well, I'll go out with Margaret because this is blowing my mind six ways to sunset, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
May I go too?
Go ahead. You, Robert?
No, I'm okay.
But what happened?
Everyone's clearing out. The whole thing's so weird. Hold on. I'm sorry. All right. So anyway, when we come back, we'll find out if Bobby's still there, because, you know, if I laugh, my guests, they hang up because that's just too humiliating. So if she's still there when we come back, we'll find out about her eventually telling Kirsten Bootman and her husband Duvet and their two daughters to get out. And, and we'll find out about how Preston Gomez was a coach for the LA Dodgers. I don't know what that's got to do. Preston Shields, the author of Do the Duck.
That's good. You're going to be all pissed off.
Do I look like I care?
No.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back. Our number is 855-500-7445. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Hey, listen, get a backstage pass, get a gift subscription for the one you love. I'll tell you what, there's no better way to shop for Christmas than on our website. It's a big Christmas sandwich, and we all got to take a bite. Here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I've got some background noise that Bud, I would like you to investigate. It may be coming off of a website that we have up, and you know what I'm saying?
What?
Sometimes you have a website or something that is being... You may have a browser open, and as it turns out, the way we work and the way a lot of you guys probably work, you've got five or six or seven different pages open, and you may not know that one of them is spontaneously, you know...
Spontaneously erupted.
Well,
now, can't you mute that?
I muted the audio on one of our computers, but it may not be muted on all. I can't mute it on all of them because we need audio on. In any event, welcome back here. The world famous Phil Henry Show, Ms. Dooley, along with her husband, Steve Dooley. And I think we have Mr. Duvet Bootman on the phone, and Mr. Bootman, the husband of Kirsten Collins Bootman, Mr. Duvet, it's good to talk to you. Bootman, I'm getting this wrong, sir. How are you? Sir, are you there?
Yes, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, I'm very fine, thank you.
I'm sorry to bother you, and I'm sorry if I've gotten your name wrong.
No, it's, Bootman is right. Uh,
Your name is, and your wife is?
My wife's Kirsten, and I can tell you that this has nothing to do with anything my wife has done. This is entirely the manufacturer of Ms. Dooley.
I don't think so, DeVay. I've talked in good earnest conscience with yourself and Kirsten about the he, she, he, we.
These are films that I have been working on, and I've put my whole life into them. And these are movies that have meant so much to me. And these are creations. This is my art as well as my living. It's how I support my family. And my wife, who I respect more than life itself.
Yes, sir.
I would never ask her to do anything that she would be uncomfortable doing. Now, the he-she, we-we, and the he-he, which I'm very proud to say is the slang, and we use the slang term, Mr. Henry.
Okay.
You know, and we have nothing to hide. I'm very proud to say that my wife has been involved in he-he, we-he, we-three, and the he-he-he-he, which are...
Those are, if I could.
What?
Well, those are he-she's that are, or she-he's that are real funny.
Yes, that's correct. And we've won 5 adult film awards. The Klondike.
What is the Klondike?
That's the adult film award that they give in Las Vegas. There's only one town you can get a Klondike. And I made the joke about the Klondike bar, but everyone looked at me. I still feel bad about it.
I don't really know what you're referring to, sir, but I will say...
What I'm referring to is my profession, is something that's very important to me and my wife. And this is absolutely unacceptable. Absolutely unacceptable. I'm not going to accept it.
Well, you'd be happy to know that we have reversed... I reversed my ruling. I overruled myself. I had voted, and then I immediately exercised executive power over myself and had myself censored for my vote, and I voted yes for you to stay.
Well, then that is good. That's a good outcome. Because I can tell you, we were ready to file a lawsuit that caught to any court in the union.
I want to just tell you, Duvet, you know me, I'm a straight-up guy.
You're a good guy, Steve. You're a good guy.
I know. And I didn't want my wife... And I love my wife, too, though.
I know you do, but when your wife said that she's on the she-he, I said, look, did you know it was a he-he? She said, I did not know, because if I know, those are only he-she that my wife, Kirsten, will do.
And this one was an award winner, huh?
This was an award winner. This was a he, she, we three, he.
You know, this sounds like a joke, you know?
I was just about to say, a he, she, we, he. This is asinine.
Asinine? Okay. Mr. Henry said that we could use the slang. If you don't, I can certainly... it was a he, she comedy, adult comedy, that was a 4-star by the review panel, okay? And it was a group sex, 4-star comedy. There. That work for you? You know?
Yes, that works for me, because when you say it was a he, she, we three, he, it sounds like a joke.
It sounds like you're putting us on, and no one's going to believe it.
Well, I can tell you, Mr. I've seen Kirsten's work, and I've got pork, you know, just like a lot of guys. I've got my problem with the pile of pork products and the way they smell. And I got to look at something that's going to blot that out. She does it.
Well, thank you. And I'm glad that you gave me a pat to come on your program here to talk about it. Wouldn't have a chance either way.
Yeah, okay. You all right?
I'm very good, yeah. And I'm good now, before. I didn't like what was being said, you know.
Well, we hope that Kirsten's all right, too, because... I think she is a very, very dear girl, and I know that, of course, your family is important to you as well, Duvet.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that's what I was hearing, but I'm hearing music there.
Oh.
Ms. Dooley and Steve, so you have overruled yourself. Is that correct?
Yes, and I wanted people to know that that may sound like I'm the biggest freak in the world.
No, doesn't.
Well, no, when I say that I voted and then I immediately overruled my vote, what I was doing was...
Yeah, she had it.
Don't do it, Steve, because I'm going to talk about the contingency. What's it called when you have a lot of people that support you?
A contingency. No, it's a constituency.
What?
What are you saying? Now you've confused her further.
Constituency.
I can't pronounce that.
It's called a constituency, dear. Constitch.
Oh, a constitch.
Constituency.
It sounded like something is creeping around behind your table, Mr. Henry.
Why do you say that?
Because I heard, as Margaret was talking, I heard something go, eep. Oh, forget it.
You know, Phil, you can laugh if you want, but you've got people listening who call, and they call into the talk program to be informed, and you haven't informed anyone of anything. The only thing you're informing people of is your deteriorating mental state. That's what you're informing people of. Is that something you want to laugh about?
Dude.
No, not dude. No dude, nothing. Is that something you want to laugh about?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, I want to laugh about it, man. I'll be right back, folks. World-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com.